Blackstone Publishing and Buck 50 Productions present I Can Touch the Bottom by Ms. Michelle Moore and Marlon P.S. White. Read by Stevie Washington. Chapter 1. Years up in that motherfucker straight wasted. Caged up like some wild animal that's used to roam in the streets. Alienated from my people like a nigga had the plague or something. I swear. I hope the garbage mouth rats that sold me out rot in hell. You don't turn your back on a real one like me. We a dying breed. And that's on everything. Yup. Hell yeah. Them bastards tried to hold me up. And yeah, they slowed me down. That ain't no lie. But fuck outta here. I'm back on the block in full swing on some OG shit. On top of my game where a guy's supposed to be. Now, if that ain't God blessing my hustle, then I don't know what the hell you call it. Stack was tipsy, feeling good as he turned up the sounds in his truck. For him, everything was lovely. He'd done his time in the penitentiary, and now it was time to live like a king, stress-free. Yeah, tonight was a good-ass night for me. Matter of fact, the entire day was off the chain. The streets was acting right with my money, and them dusty females at the club was acting like they never seen a dude as polished as me. Shit can't get no better. Now all I need is to get my stomach off craps. And I'ma be all the way 100. Stunt profiling in the butter-soft leather seats of his truck. All was well with Stax as he reminisced, blasting the rhythmic sounds of jazz. The music flowed out of the custom-installed speakers. Each beat of the multiple instruments seemed to be felt deep in his muscular-built bones. Content with life, his fingertips tapped on the side of the steering wheel. Off into his own world, the semi-wasted young-style gangster with an old-school mentality, wanted and needed something hot to put in his empty stomach. After throwing back several double shots of 1738 at Club AFSC, short for another fucking strip club, he was about spent. Fighting the beginning numbness of a slight headache, he felt the rumbling movements of his ribs trying to touch his spine. Realizing he couldn't fight the need for food to soak up some of the liquor in his system any longer, he knew he had to get right. Stax finally turned the radio's volume down to focus. Slowing down, he hit his blinker and busted a quick U-turn. Knowing relief from hunger was only minutes away, he pulled up to a local favorite late-night spot. They serve breakfast 24/7, which always came in handy when the pancake and scrambled eggs with cheese munchies kicked in. Stax and his close-knit
sample complete. Ready to continue?